It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American artist Georgia O'Keeffe, born in 1887 on a wheat farm in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. As a child, Georgia developed a curiosity about the natural world and an early interest in becoming an artist, which her mother encouraged. She studied art as well as academic subjects at Sacred Heart Academy in Madison, Wisconsin. When her family relocated to Williamsburg, Virginia in 1902, Georgia stayed behind with her aunt in Wisconsin and attended Madison High School. She joined her family in Virginia in 1903 when she was 15, and already a budding artist driven by an independent spirit. After graduating from high school, she went to Chicago, where she attended the Art Institute. There, she ranked at the top of her class, but she contracted typhoid fever and had to take a year off to recuperate. Once she regained her health, she traveled to New York in 1907 to continue her studies. She took classes at the Art Students League, where she learned realist painting techniques. After a year of study in New York, O'Keeffe returned to Virginia, where her family had fallen on hard times. Unable to afford continuing her studies, she moved to Chicago to work as a commercial artist. After 2 years there, she came back to Virginia, eventually moving with her family to Charlottesville. Influenced by principles derived from Japanese art, Georgia began experimenting with her own work, breaking from realism and developing her own visual expression through more abstract compositions. Inspired by the vibrancy of the modern art movement, she began to experiment with perspective, painting larger-scale close-ups of flowers, the first of which was Petunia No. 2, exhibited in 1925, followed by works such as Black Iris in 1926 and Oriental Poppies 2 years later. "If I could paint the flower exactly as I see it, no one would see what I see because I paint it small like the flower is small," she explained. "So I said to myself, I'll paint what I see, what the flower is to me, but I'll paint it big and they will be surprised into taking the time to look at it. I'll even make busy New Yorkers take the time to see what I see in flowers." By this time, she had become one of the most important and successful American artists, a major achievement for a woman in the male-dominated art world of the time. Her pioneering success would make her a feminist icon for later generations. In the summer of 1929, O'Keeffe would find a new direction for her art when she made her first visit to northern New Mexico. The landscape there, the architecture, and the local Navajo culture inspired her, and she would return to New Mexico often. In her later years, she began to lose her eyesight. As a result of her failing vision, she painted her last unassisted oil painting in 1972. However, her urge to create did not falter. "I can still see what I want to paint," she said, "at the age of 90. The thing that makes you want to create is still there." Honored with both the Medal of Freedom and the National Medal of Arts, she died on March 6, 1986 in Santa Fe, and her ashes were scattered at Cerro Pedernal, which is depicted in several of her paintings. She produced thousands of works over the course of a long career, many of which are found in the great museums around the world. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 15th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.